And now we'll get into the modes. Okay, so now we'll go through the list of the modes. Okay, so there we'll start with the healthy adult mode. So now bring to mind what your healthy adult mode feels like. Feel it in the body, feel it in the mind. Let the image thoughts, auditory thoughts arise that are associated with this mode. Notice how also your mentalization abilities are intact and functioning in this mode. There's this quality of seeing context. But now go ahead and feel into the mode. You feel capable. Able to handle your life. Also able to connect with others. Also notice how in this adult mode that you expect to elicit from the world the responses that you desire. See how others respond to you in the way that you want. Go ahead and see that now. Notice how there's a sense of capability, strength, confidence, competence. There's a sense of self-respect. Okay. And now let's get into healthy child modes. So now imagine yourself like a happy, contented child. Really notice what this feels like. What are the body sensations? What are the image thoughts? What are the auditory thoughts, the internal talk that arise for you when you're in this mode? See how you're very interested, you're at ease. It's easy to connect with others. Others want to connect with you. Now imagine an exploratory child or creative child, authentic child. So in this mode, your childlike wonder is totally intact. You're so interested in the world. So much potential and possibility. Also, you know that things will unfold beautifully for you. See that now. And now imagine a connection-seeking child. So here you look for and you expect to connect with others. So this is, you know, the attachment mechanism is going off. And there's no anxiety, there's no dismissal. So see yourself connecting easily, lovingly, joyfully with others. Okay, good. Now we're going to start getting into the more problematic modes. So first, imagine your vulnerable child mode. This is a very important mode. This is where the schemas are felt in a kind of unfiltered way. And this is where we do a lot of the work for the repatterning or the disconfirmation. So imagine yourself as a vulnerable child. Maybe you want to even feel into one of your schemas, like maybe defectiveness and shame, abuse and mistrust, social isolation, abandonment and instability. So feel into your vulnerable child. And just really feel into this. What is this like for you? What are the image thoughts that come up? What are the body sensations? What is the internal talk that arises? Just see this clearly. Okay, now feel into the abandoned child. So in a sense, this is the vulnerable child, but just feeling the schema of abandonment and instability. That's right. Notice what that feels like. And now also notice that the desire to emotionally regulate out of this state likely arises very strongly. Seeing this is important. Okay. And now let's move on to the abused child. So basically, this is a vulnerable child, but experiencing the abuse and mistrust schema. And now here also have a sense of compassion towards yourself and others that experience this mode. This is such a hard way to be. Okay, now let's move on to the humiliated or shamed child. Oh, there's something wrong with me. So feel the body, Notice what the mind is like. Notice the image thoughts and internal talk that happens when you're in your humiliated or shamed child mode. Like, you know, there's this internalized rejection. So for me, it feels also quite helpless. It's like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I expect rejection and I can't even ask for any help. Just see that very clearly. Okay, and now let's move on to the dependent child. So here, this child doesn't know how to explore, doesn't know how to go out and do what it wants. And it's also probably quite afraid of abandonment and feels quite incompetent to feel into this. Okay. And now feel into the angry child, unsocialized child. Enraged child. There might be an element of like not like being out of control, also being very helpless in the anger. Okay. And now this, the following child mode, I think is really helpful to understand and feel into. So the impulsive or undisciplined child mode. Just by really seeing this mode, I think we can bring about more mastery in our lives. So, okay, undisciplined, impulsive child mode. What does that look like for you? What does that feel like for you? What image thoughts, what internal talk arises for you in this mode? See the scenes play out when this mode is active. Impulsive and undisciplined. Feel into that. Okay, good. Now we're going to move into the three overarching coping modes. So these are going to fall into the categories of surrender modes, avoidant modes, and overcompensation modes. But we'll start with the surrender modes. So imagine, so these are not child modes. And then we typically get into these coping modes in response to the schemas. And actually, let's go about this another way. Let's start with the overcompensation modes. So imagine your attention and approval seeker mode. What does that feel like in the body? What are the image thoughts and internal talk that arise around this? Is there a scene that plays out when you're in this mode? Investigate all of this. Now, imagine yourself a grandizer mode. So kind of where you puff yourself up, kind of tell yourself that you're better than others. So feel into that. And also feel how somehow or another unsettled and uncomfortable that is. When you're in your self-aggrandizer mode, what does the body feel like? What image thoughts and internal talk arise? What mental states arise? What scenes start playing out in the mind? Oh, I know better. I'm better. Feel into that. Okay, now feel into your over-controller perfectionistic mode. Things have to be just so. Also, there can be a bit of a kind of ultimate arrogant quality. It's like, I know how things need to be. They need to be my way. They need to be just right. There's likely some anxiety associated with this mode. So feel this in the body. Bring up the image thoughts and auditory thoughts. So now bring up your self-improvement mode. It might be based on defectiveness and shame or even social isolation, and that you're kind of pushing that away. You're going to be better than that. You're going to rise above it. And there's this kind of neurotic, clingy quality to this. What does the body feel like in this self-improvement mode? What image thoughts arise? What internal talk arises? I must get better. I must do more. Okay. And now imagine your anti-social mode. This one's quite uncomfortable. So imagine your bully and attack mode. Very related, conning and manipulative mode. Do you have that in you? What scenes play out? What image thoughts arise? What internal talk arises? How do you feel when you're in your conning and manipulative mode? Also, see how it really feels quite terrible. Also, see how others are repelled by you when you're in this state. To be clear, we're not trying to get rid of this, we're not judging it, but we are trying to see it clearly. It's like, wow, this mode of being really causes a lot of suffering, which is okay. We're just seeing that as it is. Okay. Now we're going to go to our avoidant modes. The first is detached protector. This is when you're really emotionally shut down. So you kind of, there's a little bit of like a bit of a zombie quality. Feel into what that feels like. What does the body feel like? For me, it's like I feel nothing. What image thoughts arise? What internal talk arises? Now let's move on to the spaced out protector. This is more of like a dissociated state. What does that feel like for you? And these might be kind of quite unclear. And these avoidant modes, I think, are a little bit harder to feel because they're all about not feeling. So you're like feeling into a numbness, which is kind of tricky. So be patient with yourself. So spaced out protector, so dissociated protector. What does that feel like in the body? What image thoughts and internal talk arise? Also notice how confusing this is. Notice how you can't connect with anybody when you're in this state. Others might not know how to interact with you. Okay, and now feel into the detached self-soother. So this is where, you know, you're kind of using, you're doing some sort of activity to mood alter. This is like, you know, watching Netflix, maybe mindlessly scrolling the internet mindlessly, drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, doing drugs. So feel what this feels like. In the body, in the mind, what are the image thoughts, the internal talk that arises? Okay, and now feel into your angry protector. So now this is like more of kind of conveying a anger, a displeasure. And it's not a child mode, but rather it serves to kind of keep people out and keep your emotions repressed. So you don't feel the pain of your schemas. Okay. And now we're going to move into the surrender modes. We'll start with compliant surrenderer. This is where you kind of surrender to the pain of the schemas. You surrender to your difficult situation. You resign. I also feel how like this is a very low energy state. It's like, oh, I can't do anything. There's this like helplessness. Why bother trying to change anything? Why bother standing up for myself? What does this feel like in the body? Feel like in the mind, what image thoughts arise? And now, the self-pity victim surrender mode. What does this feel like? Really recognize the signature of the mode. Okay, good. Now we'll move on to the maladaptive parent modes or internalized parent voice modes. Also, these are called introjects. And what makes these modes different is that there's this like kind of, it feels like you have two people inside of you. It's like there's this parent voice speaking to your normal self. So there's like this kind of quality of almost like a dialogue. The punitive parent voice. What does that feel like for you? I'm sure it feels great. Oh, you made a mistake. You should actually be punished. Anything bad that you have coming to you, you deserve it. So see that, feel into that. Now, demanding parent voice. It's like you just need to do more. It's not enough. Can't take a break. Something bad will happen if you take a break. Your standards have to be really high, and we're watching you. You really feel this in the body. What's the internal talk and image thoughts that arise here? Okay. And now the last one. Guilt-inducing parent voice. You should really care for others more. You shouldn't take this for yourself. You're being selfish. Don't you care about others? Okay, good. And letting that go.